BBC Holby City. Starring Leila Ruas as Sahira, Olga Fedori as Frida, Harry Dillon as Michael, and Bob Barrett as Sasha. All Good Things, written by me, Tarsin Guna.
My dad died this morning, so I think maybe if I don't tell anybody, it hasn't happened. My father had work ethic. He never took a sick day. So I finish my shift.
Taught myself an AAU, that one of these.
Grim.
She's an AAU?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the new F1.
You'll get him, Tiger.
CT at Holby is over. They're gonna fold it into St. James's and make all cardio staff redundant.
It's the cardiac trauma unit.
Why? What do you care?
Every cardiac dork in Darwin is talking about CTU, CTU, like it's the best thing since Velcro.
Something Sahira's cooked up.
One in five nurses have been cut. And Hansen has handed you a 50 grand project after you insisted you could lead it. So lead it.
A young man is wheeled along on a gurney.
We have to stabilize this bleed fast.
Is it going
to
be all right?
Don't sweat it. Don't do it.
BP's dropping.
Gav!
You'll have to wait out here.
Gavin, with a small wooden post in his chest, is wheeled inside. Elsewhere, a monitor flatlines.
Still no output?
Yeah, let's call it.
Time of death, 0848.
Good job, everyone. You did your best.
I'll tell his wife and daughter.
Hold up. Who clarked him in?
We both did.
Well, then he's your patient. Which one of you is going to break the news? Come on, I know it sucks, but it is part of the job.
Heads or tails?
Don't bother, I'll do it.
You sure?
Yeah, as Mr. Spence said, it's a part of the job.
Had a girl.
Michael and Lulu go.
I was just thinking, given your father's recent...
We have a dead body in front of us and you can't even say the word.
She walks past him through the curtains.
I was going to say passing.
He did not pass anywhere. He died. Just like Mr. Fletcher, over there, and just like we all will one day. Where's the wife and the daughter?
In there.
Frida turns to see two blonde women in a room. She hesitates outside the door for a moment before stepping in. They stand up and look at her. Frida freezes and can't speak.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'm in the wrong room.
Hansen's in his office in a black suit, straightening his tie. With a serious expression, he looks around the room before turning. Staff are gathering in the stairwell at the end of the corridor.
My money's on a pay increase for the entire staff.
You really think so?
Unfortunately for you, it's performance-based, so I think you can expect a pay cut.
Hansen's coming.
Given that the last time we were all summoned together like this was to announce redundancies, I wouldn't be quite so optimistic.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming. I'll make it short and sharp.
Now, there's a good sign.
They watch him expectantly.
I do realise this news may come as something of a shock, but given the well-oiled rumour mill at Holby, I doubt very much of a surprise. So, once the amalgamation of cardiothoracics with St. James's is complete, Darwin staff will be relocated, with a few remaining here to oversee the running of the cardiac trauma unit. Thank you for your attention.
Michael puts his hand on Elliot's shoulder.
Tough break.
Well, that's me and Hanson's girl taken care of.
As if there was any doubt.
Where is Sahira, anyway?
Probably cracking open a bottle of bubbly.
In theatre.
Heart's fibrillating. Charge to 100.
She's taken out the post, then charges the paddles.
Clear.
In the corridor.
Elliot. You okay?
Oh, all good things.
Do you know what you're going to do?
I have an esophageal rupture scheduled this afternoon, if you're up for it.
Elliot.
Severe ITP, delayed several weeks while we worked on his platelet levels. Should be challenging.
One last hurrah before we go our separate ways, eh?
Well, not the last. Not yet. According to Hansen, St. James's are willing to offer me an equivalent role to my one at Holby.
Heaven knows what's waiting for everyone else.
I need an underwater seal for the chest drain, a chest x-ray, an echocardiogram, and a CT scan. Your brother's going to be okay. Is there anyone we can call for you?
Gavin's brother, Tom, shakes his head and follows the gurney.
And the cardiac trauma unit saves the day once again.
Delighted to hear it. Have you seen Mr. Sheldon's CT file? I need a copy for Rick.
There was a penetration wound to the heart. We stemmed the arterial bleeding on site, and then
thank you.
We...
I'm sure it was very exciting. Excuse me, I have a patient.
Later.
1 month.
Yep. Then it's the start of the relocation lottery for everyone. Except for you and Jack, obviously.
Yeah, we'll be like the Cagney and Lacey of cardiac trauma.
The trial was supposed to be for everyone.
Oh, come on. Why do you think Hansen gave you the go-ahead in the first place? He knew what was coming and he wanted to make sure his favourite girl wasn't left out in the cold.
Unlike myself, who somehow managed to get by on surgical brilliance alone.
Greg sits at a computer and Sahira looks concerned.
Greg, I'm sorry.
No need to apologise. Count your blessings. So what if everyone thinks you're basically Hansen's poodle? Speak of the devil.
This is Miss Sahira Shah. She's been heading up the cardiac trauma trial.
Hi.
Emilio O'Donoghue, Robert Gallagher, William Lynch from the Board of St. James's.
Mr. Hansen's been singing your praises.
Yeah, that was not what we agreed. Yes, of course I understand your position. I don't think that you understand my position. I have over 20 years' experience as a senior cardiothoracic consultant. I don't expect to be treated like an F2. Yes, quite. Right, this conversation is not over.
Rick's walked in.
Everything okay?
Turns out St. James's are not prepared to offer me a role equivalent to my present position.
Meaning?
1 day of operating time a week.
1 day?
The rest spend at MDT meetings.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to take this lying down.
What have you got in mind?
Not sure. What about this esophageal rupture? It's not far off showcase stuff. Board members from St. James's are here already. We could ask them to observe me, prove to them that I'm not quite ready to be put out to pasture just yet.
I'm not sure that grandstanding is going to be much help in this situation.
Well, if you have another suggestion.
No, Elliot, I'm just saying, well, it'll look like you're clutching at straws.
I am.
Not only is he one of the most gifted surgeons that I've ever known, he's also one of the most respected. A fact that seems to be lost on the management at St. James's.
It's my fault, how?
There has to be a way of achieving Trust Foundation status without relegating one of our finest consultants to the duties of an F2.
What would you suggest?
You told me the SHA would be persuaded to keep a cardiothoracic unit at Holby.
I told you it was a possibility, not a certainty.
This afternoon, Mr. Hope and I are operating on a patient with an esophageal rupture complicated by severe ITP.
I'm beside myself with excitement.
You've strung me along. You let me encourage everyone to get behind this cardiac trauma trial and in the end made me look like some sort of manipulative Machiavellian bitch.
A little melodramatic, don't you think?
We'd like to invite the board members of St. James's to observe the procedure.
And what good do you think that will achieve?
Well, they'll see for themselves what an asset he is.
They're on a very tight schedule, tours, meetings.
This could be his only chance.
Fine, well, I'll have a word, but don't get your hopes up.
Thank you.
Rick goes.
You led me down the garden path.
With the sweet smell of continued employment, no? Could you at least wait till I'm on the other side before you do that?
You made it look like the only reason I'm staying is because I'm the boss's favoured child.
You've achieved solely on your own merits.
Well, that's not what everyone thinks.
Who cares what everyone thinks?
I have already told you I am sick and tired of being thought of as Hansen's girl.
This is a hospital, not a school playground. I suggest you grow up.
Grow up?
Yes. You'll be forever impeded if you don't give up this naive desire to be loved by everyone.
Well, you would know that better than anyone, wouldn't you?
Yes, I've supported you. Yes, I've kept a watchful eye. And yes, I gave the go-ahead to the trial in part because I knew it would give you greater job security. And rather than throwing it all back in my face, perhaps a measure of gratitude would be more appropriate.
Gratitude?
Do you mind? I'm busy.
I quit. You'll have my letter of resignation on your desk by the end of the day.
Lulu to Michael.
Aplasia of the sternal head of the pectoralis, Major. Must have been incredibly intricate surgery.
It was.
With the serratus anterior and the latissimus dorsi muscles absent.
Yep, textbook Poland syndrome, along with webbing and shortening of the fingers.
Same brachydactyly.
You know your plastics.
I'm fascinated. People don't understand. They think it's all boob jobs and facelifts. But it's genuinely improving people's lives.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir.
I read your paper on minimizing facial scarring.
You did, huh?
You mentioned the psychological counseling patients receive before surgery. I'd love to hear more about it.
It's a long conversation.
Perhaps over a drink?
Frida watches them flirt.
Hey, how'd it go with the wife and daughter?
She opens her mouth to speak as Sasha looks to the blonde wife and daughter. Sahira's printing out her letter.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Well done.
They'll be writing songs about you.
I didn't do this to fan my own ego.
Hats off to you. It takes balls to give it to the man.
I, for one, stand in awe of your balls. Less impressed with your brains, though.
Meaning?
She's just jealous. Jack can only dream of being universally adored.
Giving up a good job for a bunch of people who won't remember my name in a few years is not my idea of a noble sacrifice.
Well, believe it or not, not everyone is as self-centered as you.
Mm. Here you go.
Thank you, Rosie.
Her name's Rachel. You're going to need this.
Job adverts for hospital porter and theatre runner have been circled in a magazine. Frida's watching Sasha talk to the bereaved relatives.
Let's see. Ingrown toenail, tragic. Give that one to Frida. this one looks interesting.
That's a little above your pay grade.
Oh, I'm a fast learner, please.
Frida takes the notes.
What do you think you're doing?
I volunteer to tell the relatives, and you take this opportunity to grab all the good cases and give Frida the tragic ingrown toenail. I don't think so.
Michael.
All right, I tell you what, you two pair up. You do ops. This is Dennis Atkins, 55-year-old smoker, had a triple bypass a few years ago. He came in presenting with abdominal pain and weight loss. You think you got the chops? Prove it. And whoever diagnoses him correctly gets the grand prize. Some theater time today. Fair enough?
Frida grabs the notes first and Lulu glares at her. A patient on his mobile.
I got the invoices right here. I ordered 5 6-inch refractors. 5, not 4. And 12, that's the one with a 2 after it, 12 Newtonian reflectors. You've only sent me 8. I've got customer back orders up to my neck. And if I don't get them out soon, they'll go with someone else. And so will I, if you don't get your act together. Bloody South Korean suppliers.
Mr. Sheldon, good news. Your platelet levels...
Hold on. Unless you're phoning me back to tell me my orders are on.
Mr. Sheldon, do you mind?
He ends the call and peers at Rick.
Who's this?
This is Rick Griffin, RGS consultant. Now you've been transferred to Keller. He'll be assisting me in repairing your esophageal rupture, which, if I may remind you, was caused by excessive vomiting brought on by excessive stress.
Can I have your GMC number?
What for?
So I can look you up, check out your credentials.
And why would you feel the need to do that?
Don't worry. It's not a black thing, if that's what you're thinking. I asked the same thing from him.
Mr. Sheldon was treated by someone in the Philippines who turned out to be less than qualified.
Well, I can assure you that in this country and in this hospital...
Stapled hemorrhoid apexy. Do you know what that is?
I am familiar with the procedure.
Trust me, you don't want one of those going wrong. I had to have the whole thing done again when I got back home. An awful bloody mess. Couldn't sit down.
Yes, I get the picture. I'll get you the number.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me.
As I was saying, the platelet count is now at the optimum level, which means that...
Yes, so you are alive. What? When was this decided? Yeah, all right, but at least let me see you off. What time's the flight?
She's come back to work too soon.
Sometimes it's the best antidote. Besides, she's been ticking over fine last couple weeks.
So you think it's just a blip?
Yeah, it happens. It's not easy delivering bad news the first few times.
Or any time.
Which is why she's got to get used to it.
Can't help but feel she could do with some, I don't know, TLC.
Frida, TLC, are you kidding? Just, you know what? Leave it to me. I know how to handle Frida.
Lulu's heard.
Kira, I made you copies of Miss Dadkin's notes.
Thanks, Frida. That's really thoughtful.
Frida looks bemused. Rick strides over to the nurse's station.
Elizabeth, can you order me a taxi for 4:30? I need it waiting outside the moment I'm out of surgery.
Pulse is 90.
Eyes look okay.
So you say you have pain in your stomach. Mm. How
often has it been?
Comes and goes. Gets worse after I've eaten.
Looks a little bit distended.
I can see that.
What do you think's wrong?
Probably just some sort of bug. You'll sort it, won't you?
I will. Yes.
By the way, I thought you'd like to know. Mr. Fletcher thanks you for trying so hard to bring him back.
His companion.
Dennis has a gift.
Oh, I see. You see dead people.
Don't see them as such. Hear them. Sense them.
Okay. We'll order you some tests.
Couldn't have been easy for you.
What are you talking about?
How'd it go?
You did not tell us he was a crackpot.
Crackpot?
Never mind. Pulse is normal. Eyes are okay. Stomach is a little bit distended.
Diagnosis?
Diverticulitis. That would explain why the pain gets worse after he's eaten.
Possible. Frida?
Renal colic would cause the same symptoms.
Also possible. So, what's next?
Our usual bloods, deep urine,
chest and abdominal x-rays, and in the meantime, IV fluids and
antibiotics.
Oh, look at you, already working together as a team, yeah? Completing each other's sentences and everything. It's too cute. All right, get to it.
He walks off.
How are you coping?
Coping?
It's just that I heard Sasha telling Michael that you choked with Mr. Fletcher's relatives, which I can totally understand. But if there's anything I can do to help...
They were talking about me?
Only out of concern. Michael was saying how he'd try and keep you busy to take your mind off things.
On Darwin Ward.
The x-ray shows us that your heart and lungs are fine, but there's still a lot of blood right here, which means that we'll have to take you back into theatre to get rid of it.
Nothing to worry about, mate. Just a patch-up job. You know, right?
More or less.
How'd it happen?
Kitemare.
Kitemare.
I was doing a backspin loop. Wind caught the sail and sent me flying onto a fence post on the beach.
How long before emergency services arrived?
We were on the scene within 12 minutes. We sutured the worst of the arterial bleeding on site and then brought him back to cardiac trauma.
Impressive.
Are you sure there's no one we can contact for you?
No.
Your parents, maybe?
We don't have any.
I tell you what, I'm going to have a gifted surgeon take a look at that for you. Dr. Valentine, we have an emergency procedure. There's a tear in the superior aspect. I suggest 4-O-proline, interrupted stitches.
Careful with that. Sick, ain't it?
The kite.
So I'm a seamstress now, am I?
Seamster. Don't knock it. Could be your next job.
Right, I think we've seen enough here. Good luck.
Frida spots Michael and strides over to him at the nurse's base. Lulu listens from nearby.
Why did you give me this case?
What?
Is it because you felt sorry for me?
Frida, what the hell are you talking about?
You don't give me the case because you feel pity. You give me the case because you think I am a good doctor, because you trust me, and because you think I've got what it takes. I don't want it any other way.
She thrusts the notes at him and leaves, so Lulu sidles up.
Looks like it's just you and me.
He rolls his eyes as she grins at him. Tom gets up as his brother is wheeled back into the ward.
What's going on?
We need to improve your brother's INR level before we can operate.
INR?
You're on warfarin, right, Gavin?
What's that?
It's from my heart. I get arrhythmia sometimes. It's nothing serious.
Why didn't you tell me?
It's nothing.
Kira, 2 units of FFP, vitamin K, and continue with the blood and fluids, please.
Don't.
I've got to.
Have you forgotten what it's like?
It's been 2 years.
And?
What happens if you die?
I'm not going to die.
What happens if you do?
Frida's at the nurse's base when Lulu comes over with Dennis's file.
How's it going with Mr. Cockwood?
Just ordering the chest and abdominal x-rays now, which I've no doubt will prove diverticulitis. Not that it really matters now, of course. Ah, test results, Mr. Atkins.
Yeah. Her grin fades and she scowls as she reads. Frida snatches the paper, then raises her eyebrows and smiles.
Like I said, doesn't really matter now.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Atkins, urine test result came back with a trace of blood.
So?
We suggest renal colic, just as I thought.
You're not on the case anymore. Or what? You want back in now that you think you got a shot at theater time? Doesn't work like that.
I'm sorry.
It's not gonna cut it.
I overreacted.
Yeah, you did.
It's not gonna happen again.
Really? You're not gonna jump down my neck in half an hour and accuse me of feeling sorry for you?
Okay, it was my mistake.
Yeah, damn right it was. Look, either you're here to work or you take compassionate leave. What's it gonna be?
I'm here.
All right, run a CT-IVP. If it comes back positive, book him in for a nephrolithotomy.
Lulu's been listening and glares. Sasha's with Dennis.
And she says, lay off the donuts. You'll never find yourself a wife if you let yourself go.
That's so her. Can you believe this? My Auntie Flo is still a grouchy old bag.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, Frida, that was insensitive.
It's okay, Mr. Levy. I'll get over it.
I don't suppose you'd like a reading.
We've come to tell you that your urine test suggests that you have a renal colic.
But there's still a chance you might have diverticulitis, which is a digestive disease commonly found in the large intestine.
I don't need to know the details. Matters of the physical self are your department, not mine.
How are you feeling?
Transcendent.
Frida notices a high reading on the monitor, frowns and turns to go.
Your father's here. He's eager to make contact.
So you like to eavesdrop?
You could call it that, I suppose. Eavesdropping on the spirit world.
Yeah. Throw in a few cold readings and some high probability guesses, and I'm sure you could put on a hell of a show.
Have you always been so close-minded?
Oh, I'm very open-minded, just not to the point when my brain falls out.
Maybe we should all calm down.
He says he misses you. He's very proud of what you've achieved in this country. And he knows that you love him very much.
Is that supposed to impress me?
He likes his music. Plays the guitar.
Mr. Atkins, while you're here, perhaps it's best if you refrain from contacting the spirit world.
He has a kind face. He's smiling. He says he's glad you keep the family photo he sent you by your bed. It makes him feel close to you. And he wishes you a...
Stop it.
Maybe he really is psychic.
Yeah, you told him those things.
How would I know anything about your dad? Look, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, I don't mind taking over.
Doctor, please.
They hurry back.
Mr. Atkins, can you hear me?
What happened?
It's just passed out.
Crash trolley!
Hey, Tom. Are you sure you don't have anyone you'd like me to call?
Just my dad. He says he's in recovery.
And do you think he means it?
Seems like it. Gav always got the worst of me.
You have no reason to feel guilty. None of this is your fault.
Back on the ward.
Charge to 200. He's in VT. Stand clear.
Frida holds the paddles over Dennis but freezes. Lulu looks confused.
All right, what happened?
We don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? How can you not know?
What's important is that he's stable now. His heart is beating. Okay?
What were his obs before this happened?
BP was a little high.
All right, I'm gonna order a mesenteric angiogram. I want obs every 10 minutes.
Grace stares.
His heart stopped.
On Keller Ward.
Right, we'll start by making an incision across the lower abdomen, pulling the stomach back up towards the esophagus.
Fairly routine stuff. Any particular reason you felt the need to invite us all to watch?
The patient's blood condition makes this a particularly challenging procedure. We're only going to have one chance to repair the rupture. Otherwise, the patient may be left with long-term feeding and digestive issues.
I'm not eating through a tube or carrying one of those bags around full of my own.
What do you do, Mr. Sheldon?
Got my own business. Telescopes.
I'm partial to it of stargazing myself.
Don't see the point myself. Just balls of fire and lumps of rock, am I? But you should see how much some of these geeks shell out for a top-of-the-range scope. They're loaded. I'm telling you, the nerds will inherit the earth.
Let's get started on the pre-op checks. Sorry, I can't do this. Thank you. Is there anyone I can call for you? I notice from your medical records here you have two daughters listed as your next of kin.
Nah, don't need to bother them with this. They don't live local. Both got families, jobs.
Right. Nurse, can we have type-specific blood, 2 units platelets, please, and we'll see you in theatre in about an hour. Good.
An hour?
Yes, is there a problem?
We were under the impression you were operating right now. We've a meeting with the Holby board from 3 to 4.
Ah, well, I suppose we could postpone.
Please don't on our account.
Well, his platelet count's up to 150 from 60. Another hour wouldn't make much difference, would it?
No.
Very well, we'll see you at 4.
Good. Are you sure that's all right?
Of course.
Rick looks troubled. Sahira is checking Gavin as Tom walks towards them with his mobile. He hands it over.
Who's this?
Obs are stable. Transfusion and fluids seem to be working. We can get you back into theatre.
So what are your pen pals now? You don't actually believe any of this, do you? I'm deleting this rubbish.
You beat the crap out of you just like you did me.
Never touched me.
What do you think that was?
Maybe it's better you talk about this later.
Look, I know you're scared. But think about our future. You invite that thing back into our lives. How long before he finds a way to screw it up?
I don't care.
You don't care?
It's not just up to you.
Well, if you don't like it, you know what you can do.
Right. All done. As you can see, I've added interrupted stitches.
Tom rips the kite and Oliver rolls his eyes.
Get away from me.
Fine.
To Dennis.
Once we get the results of the mesenteric angiogram, we'll have a much better idea of what caused you to deteriorate so suddenly.
What did you see?
Sorry?
Did you see the light? The tunnel?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Frida and Dennis share a look.
Doctors, you're both wrong. Looks like you're gonna have to draw straws for theater time.
Finally, now I've become your star patient. I'm getting the service I'm entitled to.
You're entitled to exactly the same service as any other patient.
Well, according to the suits, they can't wait to see what's going on in you. I'm a marvel of bloody science, I am.
Yes, you certainly are a marvel.
What was that? Was that a dig? You ought to start showing me some respect. And where's that GMC number? For all I know, you could be a chiropodist. I want to see a license to practice.
I've ordered a copy, and when it arrives, I'll be sure to ask one of our proctologists to deliver it.
That is not respect.
You want some respect, you try showing some first.
I have been perfectly respectful.
You've been rude, you've been selfish, you've been ungrateful, you've been arrogant.
You can't talk to me like that. I pay your wages.
What makes it all the more gratifying for me, personally, is that treating you means that I'm going to miss seeing my daughter before she flies off out of the country. Not that I'd expect you to care or even understand the sacrifice, given the total absence of any family by your bedside.
Rick catches Elliot's eye as he turns to go, leaving Philip shocked.
The blood vessels supplying the bowel are blocked, which is what's causing you pain after you eat. The blood supply can't compensate, which is giving you the ischemia.
So what happens now?
Well, we're going to have to remove the area of the bow that is serviced by the damaged vessels, but determining which areas have good and bad blood supply isn't easy, given the vascular disease to the heart and the previous triple bypass you had. Anesthesia carries a very high risk.
High risk?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is a complicated surgery, and like any invasive procedure, it carries some risk. But if we don't operate...
Could I die?
We are going to do everything we can.
He looks terrified.
Could I die?
I can't make you any guarantees. But you do need this operation, and time is not on our side. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Dennis nods.
Okay, then we can go ahead.
Try not to worry. Mr. Spence would be the first one to tell you he's the best.
She's not lying. Okay. All right, I want IV fluids and let's continue ops. Oh, which one of you joining me in theater?
He looks from one to the other.
All right, call it. Heads or tails?
Tails. Head.
He shows them the coin and goes, leaving them glaring at each other.
Congratulations.
On Darwin Ward.
Gavin, I really need to get you into theatre now.
Not until soon, my brother.
Your echocardiogram shows blood accumulating around the heart.
I don't care.
It's compressing it. It's making it harder for it to beat. If I don't get you into theatre now...
I give up everything for him. A-levels, a career. I work 12 hours a day in a factory to care for him. And you whisper a few words in his ear and get to throw it all away.
I didn't tell him what to do. I just listened to him.
What are you saying? I don't...
What I'm saying is maybe your brother is old enough to make his own decisions.
I don't know anything about it.
I know that if I don't get you into theatre soon, you will die. Where will that leave your brother then?
Phillips glaring at Rick at the nurse's station as Elliot walks over.
So where's Jess off to?
She's going to see her mother in Jamaica.
A bit sudden.
Well, you know Jess. When she gets an idea...
How long's she going for?
Indefinitely.
Elliot looks concerned.
Look, we can postpone Mr. Sheldon's operation for another couple of hours.
The board won't wait that long.
That's not important.
Elliot, it's a kind gesture.
It's not a gesture.
It's Philip.
My heart is racing. What's happening?
Rick spots that Philip has been looking at a picture of two young women on his phone. In theatre.
If you're here to change my mind, don't bother.
Wouldn't dream of it. I've had a look at the call-out notes for your patient. Exemplary job, if I may say so. I've made a few suggestions for improvements, notes in the margins. Well, hopefully they'll prove useful to your successor. Well, surely you didn't think that just because you're abandoning the cardiac trauma trial, I would let it go to waste?
Of course not.
In fact, I've already put in a request for cover from St. James's. No, this is for me, I believe.
My letter of resignation.
Thank you.
He walks out, leaving Sahira shocked.
What was it like?
What?
The light, the other side. What did it feel like?
It was...
Did you see Kathleen? What? Tell me.
There was...
Go on.
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Nothing.
But you must have seen something.
Grace, please, not now.
You must have seen her.
I didn't see anyone.
All right, but maybe she saw you. Ask her.
Please, Grace.
Ask her.
I can't perform for you 24/7.
Perform? What do you mean, perform?
I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
I just wanted to help you, help everyone.
What are you saying? No.
I wanted it to be true. I've convinced myself it was. I was afraid if you knew, you'd...
What? I'd what?
Sometimes it feels like it's the only reason you're with me.
She's been holding his hand, but shoves it away and storms out. Frida's been watching.
extending the original incision down to the sternum. I don't really need a running commentary if it's all the same. I can see what you're doing.
It helps me focus.
Inserting the retractor. Opening the retractor.
Yes, yes, all right. Suction.
Diaphragm's pushed upwards. Feels distended.
BP's dropping 50 over 30.
Heart rate's 140.
We need a GS surgeon. Something going on with the abdomen.
Page Mr. Hansen.
What happened?
Your heart did a few somersaults. You're stabilized now.
Probably you that did it. Shouting at me like a maniac.
I did not shout.
You raised your voice.
I'm sorry.
I know it's going to sound funny, but...
If you experienced any other symptoms, I do need to know.
I saw stars. Shooting stars.
Occupational hazard, I guess.
You seen them this time of year? The Perseids meteor shower?
No, I don't think I have.
Amazing. My daughters. I used to love them when they was kids. There's another one, Daddy, there's another one. Make a wish, make a wish.
When did you last see them?
I don't know. I'm not exactly a candidate for Father of the Year.
Who is?
Philip studies Rick's face.
Don't worry about me. Meet her at the airport. Kiss her goodbye. I'll be here when you get back. Something for you to look forward to.
Dennis looks round at Frida.
I'm sorry. Things I said, I got a bit carried away.
Showing off in front of your girlfriend?
Something like that.
Do you even believe in afterlife?
Not now. How can I?
Well, you've only been gone for about a minute. You know, maybe the journey takes a little longer.
Well, you didn't believe in any of that.
I don't.
Wouldn't you want to see your father again?
Of course.
Then why wouldn't you...
Well, believe in heaven? Cosmic consciousness? What do I do, spin a wheel and choose an afterlife?
Some do. It helps.
So why do they need you?
Sometimes it's to say things they couldn't while their loved ones were still alive. Sometimes it's just to say goodbye. But mostly it's just to feel less alone.
Frida searches the hospital and spots Grace hailing a cab outside.
What do you want? Dennis is about to go into the theatre.
Good luck to him.
Are you just gonna walk away?
That's right. 18 months down the drain. My longest relationship, can you believe that? Why do you care anyway? You were right. He's a charlatan. I'm better off without him.
He could die.
He took advantage of me. All of those messages from my sister, making me feel so connected. To what? Nothing, a fantasy.
Your sister was not a fantasy. She lived, she existed.
I miss her.
I know.
Tears fill their eyes.
A packet. I can't see a thing. We've got to get on top of this. Good. Looks like a tear to the liver. Why wasn't this picked up on the CT scan?
It was too small and the warfarin just made it worse.
Put your hand there for me. Push hard. Clips and more suction. Diathermia. Cauterizing the tear. 2L Vicro, if you would. He's stabilizing. Right, I believe Miss Naylor and I can continue from here.
What?
2 consultants is more than enough to deal with this patient from now on, wouldn't you agree?
He's my patient.
Our patient.
Precisely. I'm sure you'll find some work to be getting on with somewhere while we finish up here.
She turns to leave.
Oh, by the way, St. James has got back to me. They've got a CT registrar with cardiac trauma experience who's very keen on a transfer to Holby, so looks like everything will work out quite well.
Jack glances up at Hansen as Sahira silently removes her gloves and mask. Frida and Grace go back to Dennis's bed, but he's gone.
Where is he?
He's been rushed into theatre.
Why, what happened?
He went into AF.
Dennis is in theatre, being worked on by Michael and Lulu.
Trackers.
Don't give them to me. You're a surgeon, not a scrub nurse.
Frida hurries in.
Ah, Petrenko. It's your patient too. Scrub in.
The St. James's group.
Ah, you're here. Good. Great. Could you just give me 1 minute, please?
Should I cancel your taxi?
No. Go. To hell with. Are you sure? I'll tell them we're postponing.
If you leave now, you can still meet her at the airport.
Thank you.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm afraid we're going to have to postpone.
Oh, for goodness sake.
In theatre.
Okay, we need to resect the damaged part of the bowel. You want to try?
Yes.
One at a time. Frida?
In a lift.
He's a dinosaur, a relic. He'll be lucky if he gets 1 hour of operating time per week, let alone one day.
Excuse me?
Scalpel?
Mop Dr. Petrenko's brow, please.
Frida's making an incision.
You're doing well.
She concentrates hard as she places a scissors-like clip into the incision. Suddenly, blood spurts out.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right, take it easy. Here, just use another clip. Well, at least we know he's got a good blood supply.
I can't get it in that place. I can do it.
No. Right here. I'll hold it, yeah? Just get the clip on there.
He's lost a lot of blood.
Take it easy, it's all right.
She struggles to place the clip, perspiration and frustration decorating her brow.
I can't do it.
Okay, it's all right, no problem. Why don't you take a break? Let Sasha know I need a hand in theater.
Frida steps back.
Okay, another clip.
Gazing at Dennis for a moment, Frida turns from the table, strips off her gown, and throws it in a bin. Outside the theatre, she can hear the comments from her colleagues.
There's some people just can't like it.
Hey, give her a break. Father just died.
The visitors from St. James's make their way into an observation room while Rick joins Elliot for Philip's procedure. Rick nods to Elliot reassuringly.
Okay, we ready? Let's open them up. Knife, please.
Frida finds Grace in the relatives' room.
Oh, no news yet, but the bowel resection is going well. And I will update you as soon as I know more.
Please, don't go. Suppose you're used to it.
Used to what?
All of this. Anxious relatives. The prospect of...
Frida shuts the door.
When my sister... When... I didn't think I'd ever get over it. The pain, it was... like an open wound. Until I found Dennis. And he made everything go away. Made everything soft and warm.
Liver.
Problem?
It's full of adhesions.
We'll have to do an IV Lewis.
And end up with a risky anastomosis.
Well, I don't see that we have any other choice.
Got an idea.
take some of the pleura of the lung, rotate it with its own blood supply, then patch it to the lower end of the esophagus with interrupted sutures. That way, the stomach won't have to be mobilized.
Brilliant.
Right. So, in lay terms, what we...
Elliot turns to find that the visitors have left. Lulu and the others pass Frida on the way out of theatre.
Dead.
Scroppin's still here?
In there.
All right, I'm going to go tell her.
No. I'll do it.
Frida?
Please, let me do it.
Sure.
Frida nods.
I'm sorry you didn't get to see Jessel.
I'm sorry that the board members of St. James's have the attention span of pimple adolescents. They don't deserve you, Elliot.
Do you know what I'll miss most? This. No suits, no politics. Just surgery. Sheer joy of it. Transcendence of it. The human body and all its intricate, frustrating, bewildering, imperfect beauty. That's what I miss most.
Rick looks wistful. Now, Frida is nervously wringing her hands as she hovers outside the relatives' room to speak to Grace. She takes a deep breath.
They've done everything they could. I'm sorry. If you'd like to see him, I'll take you.
He's here.
Grace places a hand on her heart. As Grace smiles warmly to herself, Frida seems a little overcome and leaves the room. Sasha is leaning over a desk when he spots Frida walk off in a bit of a daze. Then moments later, he finds her staring at the snack machine. He slots some money into the machine.
Snacking between meals. It's a guilty pleasure.
Try a fruit bar.
Yeah, fruit's not a snack.
Says the doctor.
So how'd it go with Mr. Atkins' girlfriend? What's her name?
Grace. Went fine. I think she took it pretty well.
And how did you take it?
What?
How did you take it? Frida, this isn't me feeling sorry for you or pitying you or whatever else runs through that head of yours.
I know what it's like to lose your father. So, if you want to talk, I'm here.
Her head is bowed as he walks away. Sahira is at Gavin's bedside. Tom appears.
The operation went well, but because of the trauma, there's always a chance that your heart could become more irritable in the future.
Some heart's always going to be weak.
Sahira turns from them and walks to the door. Gavin looks up at his younger brother.
Call him.
Sure.
If he's changed. Right, if he really has. I know the minute I set eyes on him.
Sahira smiles, then she passes Elliot as she walks through the ward.
Elliot? I'm sorry.
I doubt there's anything anyone could have done. Rumour has it that you've handed in your notice.
Yes.
I wouldn't presume to question your reasons, but speaking as somebody whose surgery days may soon be at an end, don't let anything stop you doing what you love.
She narrows her eyes in thought. She watches as, in Gavin's room, Tom makes a phone call. Now, she's outside Hanson's office door.
Is there some reason you're hovering outside my office like a nervous young schoolgirl?
Look, I've thought a lot today about the decision I made this morning.
And you've come to understand that it was a reckless, impulsive action and you would like to keep your job?
Something like that.
I'm sorry, I thought I made myself clear the position is filled. Now, may I enter or are you going to play the door game again?
She steps back, then follows him inside.
Is this some sort of test or punishment?
No, it's not a prank, it's real life. Don't you like it?
Look, I understand that you must feel offended.
Something to do with my personal feelings?
Really?
No, but you explain to me, Miss Shah. Why should I keep on a member of staff who finds her position so disposable, so inconsequential, that she's prepared to throw it away at a moment's notice? And in the process, abandon the cardiac trauma trial that she started?
Or maybe you shouldn't.
So, that's that then.
She goes to leave, but turns at the door.
We agreed from the start that you wouldn't show me favouritism. But you have, and I admit there have been times when I've been grateful for it. Took advantage, even.
What's your point?
My point is that I'm not the only one to blame here.
All right, what do you suggest we do?
I think that we should draw a line under this and move on.
Forget it ever happened?
No. But make sure it never happens again.
Right. I'll put a call into St. James's, cancel the transfer.
Thank you.
She seems nervous.
Is there something else?
Well, it's just that it's getting late, and you said that St. James's were already arranging, You never made that call in the first place.
Good night, Miss Shah. See you tomorrow.
Once she's gone, the hint of a smile plays across his lips as he tenses his cheek muscles.
How do you feel?
Like roadkill.
Well, you'd be pleased to hear that the operation went well. Better than we'd hoped. You should begin to see some real improvements in 3 days.
Thank you.
Actually, it's Mr. Hope that you should thank. But I don't know where he's got to.
You see your girl off then?
Nope. But I'll call her when she lands.
Make sure you do.
Rick picks up Philip's phone and shows him the picture of his daughters.
They probably don't even have the same numbers anymore.
Well, you won't know unless you try.
Rick hands him the phone.
Couldn't make me a cuppa, could you?
Don't push your luck.
We're all off to the pub. You coming?
I can't. I've got work to do.
Come on. It's kind of in your honor. You're everybody's hero.
Another time, maybe.
You make a noble sacrifice, then refuse to bask in its glory. I'll never understand you. Ollie, you coming or are you too busy with your arts and crafts?
I'm finished.
Good lad.
Fun?
A solemn expression crosses her face as the others leave. By the cracks of his skin, Frida goes to Dennis's bed, which is now neatly prepped for the next patient. I'd climb the tree to see. Two young women make their way into Keller. For a second, Philip looks hopeful before realizing they're not his daughters. Rick watches as Philip's emotions get the better of him. Elliot is sitting in his office in the semi-darkness, assembling a plastic model of the human heart. Held on his Rick is pushing Philip in a wheelchair out of the hospital so that he can see the stars. Sahira shows a man into Gavin's room. He pauses as he and Gavin's eyes meet, then he goes to Tom and gives him a warm embrace. Grimacing with desperate emotion, the man moves round towards Gavin and reaches out his hand. Breaking down, Gavin grabs the hand and squeezes it, then his father leans down to hug him. Sahira smiles to herself. Frida makes her way slowly into a room where Dennis is laid out on a slab. She stares down at him for a long while. Standing to the side of Philip, Rick calls Jess on his mobile phone.
Jess. Hi. Yep, it's Dad. Whoa.
A shooting star. On her way home, Frida passes Grace outside the hospital. She keeps walking but comes to a halt to look up at the stars with the others. Grace does the same, gazing up at the sky with joyful awe. Suddenly, a second shooting star whizzes across the sky, and a happy smile briefly appears on Frida's lips.